Sunday as a devastating major hurricane. The Florida Keys should be prepared to start feeling the effects of the storm as early as Saturday.
President Trump says DACA will be revisited if Congress fails to act. Trump wrote on Twitter that phasing out the program over 6 months gives Congress time to legalize DACA. He also noted that was something the Obama administration was unable to do. Trump's tweet came hours after the administration announced yesterday it was rolling back the program. USA Radio News.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or remodeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
House leadership expected to bring to the floor a package of aid on Hurricane Harvey.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California plans to bring the aid package to the floor. The money is the first helping of federal aid that's anticipated to total $110 billion or more. President Trump is telling Congress he wants very rapid action on aid for Houston and Southeast Texas. Some conservative Republicans have tried to scuttle recent aid unless it's coupled with spending cuts in federal programs.
A stabbing at a school in Washington, D.C. is becoming an international incident. A 13-year-old boy was stabbed yesterday afternoon at the British International School in Georgetown. A 12-year-old girl, the daughter of a staff member at the German embassy, was detained but not charged because she has diplomatic immunity. The boy is expected to recover from the attack. The German embassy, the Secret Service, D.C. police, the D.C. Attorney General, and the State Department are all involved with the investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
The government of Myanmar says they are not guilty of the atrocities being accused of them by the United Nations. Here's Bill Zinfer.
More than 100,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar into Bangladesh to escape fighting between the government and Rohingya insurgents. Government security forces have reportedly conducted what they called clearing operations to get rid of terrorists. The Rohingya population of Myanmar is denied citizenship, with the government considering them illegal immigrants. Myanmar leaders have also denied reports that they had placed landmines along the border to stop those who have fled from coming back into the country.
The trial underway for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez on bribery charges. Here's Jennifer Polsoni.
Outside Newark Federal Court, a choked-up Senator Bob Menendez.
I'm thankful for the countless New Jerseyans who have either called me or called my office and say, they have my back as I've had theirs.
New Jersey senior senator accused of accepting lavish gifts from a Florida eye doctor, including luxury trips and campaign donations in exchange for political favors.
Never, not once, have I dishonored my public office.
Menendez confident he'll be cleared of the bribery, conspiracy, and fraud charges. Jennifer Polsoni, New Jersey.
The vice chairman of the Federal Reserve is stepping down. Stanley Fischer informed President Trump by a letter dated today he intends to resign for personal reasons, the resignation effective October 13th. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! We're talking Afghanistan today. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. Hey, dude, what's up?
Well, aside from this shindig right here with my veteran family, you guys, I'm looking forward to some barbecue with my troops, my three boys and their grandparents, a.k.a. General Mom and Dad. And I just can't avoid bringing you more good news nearly every week, Colonel, that our Frontlines of Freedom family continues to grow. Joining the show this week are the lovely listeners to Fox Radio 910 in Roanoke, Virginia, 1320 WILS in Lansing, Michigan. It's great to be back on air in the capital city. And back in Virginia, Frontlines of Freedom is also debuting on 1370 WHEE and 1450 WMVA in Martinsville. So if you're listening to the program for the first time, I hope you're wearing clean, dry socks and have your canteen filled, because it's time to roll out on this week's hike. Forward, march!
Good to hear, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks, well, military. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking, well, happy. You're happy, Skip. What's up?
Well, I'm always happy. It's almost fall. I can actually look around and I can see the maple trees are turning red. And that's bittersweet for me. It's happy because it means deer hunting season is coming. But it's sad because right after that, it's going to snow for like 4 months.
Really? You think so?
Well, it's happened every other year before. Don't Amen. Sell your timeshare in Miami, all right?
We're proud to have the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact as studio sponsors. They do wonderful things for the people with traumatic brain injury, specifically military veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. And money's not an issue. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com. Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to agree with the President's recent decision for transgender people in our military. Retired General Arnold Panero will join us to take a look at President Trump's new position on Afghanistan. Then we're going to meet Captain Jim Palmersheim. He runs American Airlines Military and Veterans Program. They do lots for we military folks. And Air Force Major General Ken Lewis will join us to discuss our Air Force's Reserve Command. Of course, Quentin Roberts and I will discuss Service Academy football. This week, we'll interview Army's coach Jeff Munkin. All the Academy's teams play this weekend, so we'll review those games on next week's show.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. I'd appreciate it if you'd also go out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show, troops. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
The threat of a government shutdown next month due to a back and forth between the White House and Congress over the budget, the debt ceiling, and the border wall has again raised the issue of whether veterans' benefits and military pay would be protected. The last time a government shutdown briefly loomed in April, VA Secretary Shulkin stressed that there would be no impact on veterans' benefits because of the way the VA is funded. At the time, Shulkin said a shutdown posed no risk to veterans and told CBS News, "The VA is in a fortunate situation in that we have what's called an advanced appropriations, so we get our money a year ahead of time, because I think Congress understands that the VA can't shut down, that we are there for the safety of our veterans."
I'm glad that veterans are being protected as Congress and the President struggle over key issues for our nation. But let's get real resolutions to the budget, debt ceiling, and the wall.
Hundreds of veterans paraded through a large convention hall to Sister Sledge's "We Are Family," arms wrapped around one another, when the American Legion, a 99-year-old organization representing 2 million veterans, elected its first female national commander at the conclusion of its annual convention. Denise Rohan, an Army veteran living in Wisconsin, now leads what President Trump called, quote, "a very powerful organization," end quote. She will represent the Legion for 1 year, traveling the country to visit posts and testifying before Congress. Rohan said, quote, "When our organization was started back in 1919, our founders said, a veteran is a veteran. So ever since then, women have been part of our organization," end quote. Disabled American Veterans elected its first female commander, Army veteran Delphine Metcalf Foster, on August 1st. Before this month, the first and last female commander of a major national veterans organization was Mary Stout, who led Vietnam Veterans of America back in 1987. Rohan and her husband Mike met while serving in the Army. In 1980, an American Legion recruiter knocked on Rohan's door to ask her husband Mike to join the local post. When Rohan asked to join the post, she was told to join the American Legion Auxiliary, a group for veteran spouses. Rohan said, quote, "Here I am today, the newly elected national commander of the largest veteran service organization in this nation. And that post that denied me membership 37 years ago? They have a picture of me up in their post with a sign under it that says, 'She could have been a member here. Remember, women are veterans too.'" End quote. As national commander, Rohan sets the theme for the year. She chose Family First, with a renewed focus on supporting families of deployed service members. Rohan said, quote, "American Legion needs to step up, find out who those families are, and make sure we're there for them. It's a matter of national security," end quote.
Congratulations, Commander Rohan. I totally support your focus on caring for military families.
Yes, it sounds like you're off to a great start, Commander Rohan. Keep up the good work. Leading 2 million troops, or members, of the American Legion is a commendable and honorable role. Godspeed. High above the Persian Gulf, an Iranian drone crosses the path of American fighter jets lining up to land on the USS Nimitz. The drone buzzes across the sky at least a mile above the massive aircraft carrier and is spotted by the fighters. It is unarmed, but the presence of the enemy drone so close is worrying. Their biggest fear is the surveillance aircraft will start carrying weapons, posing a more direct threat to U.S. vessels transitioning one of the world's most significant strategic and economic international waterways. Navy Rear Admiral Bill Byrne, commander of the carrier strike group that includes the Nimitz, said, quote, "It's just a matter of time before we see that," end quote. If at some point Byrne believes a drone is threatening his ship, he and his staff would have to carefully proceed through the required responses. Efforts at communication, sounding the horn, firing flares and warning shots, and flying a helicopter close to the unmanned vehicle. If all of those efforts fail and he still perceives a threat, Byrne said it would be his duty, his responsibility, to shoot down the Iranian drone. So far, it hasn't come to that. But the drones have become an even more dangerous security risk as our carriers in the Persian Gulf, like the Nimitz, play a key role in Iraq and Syria. Planes from these ships are regularly flying to each country to bomb ISIS militants and other targets. Iran has routinely challenged U.S. ships and aircraft across the Gulf, asserting at times that the entire waterway is its territory. Navy commanders say Iran's unpredictable behavior is the biggest safety hazard. Commander Byrne said, quote, Iranians don't always follow the rules. There is a well-established set of norms, standards, and laws. They don't tend to follow them, end quote. To counter the threat, Pentagon experts are searching for new ways to deter, defeat, or disable the drones which fly over the carrier almost daily. They said the danger is that as the F-A-18 fighters return from their missions in Iraq and Syria, they circle overhead, lining up for their turn to land on the carrier. Even if the Iranian drones are only meant to annoy, they're buzzing across the American fighter jets' flight paths, risks an accident.
Iran is a major threat to the peace of the world and to our nation. At some point, we're going to have to confront them and get things under control. I think we should start by revisiting the really stupid agreement our former president got us into with them. Iran is a menace. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the colonel, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we're going to talk about Afghanistan with retired Marine General Arnold Panera. Eddie's troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin